homily on Palm Sunday is traditionally brief to allow the passion narrative to speak for itself. And I'll follow that custom, but just one point for us to meditate on. It's easy for us to get discouraged by the darkness around us. You know, when we hear about innocent children getting killed in a school in Nashville, or, you know, orphanages being hit by rockets in Ukraine, or, you know, just the list goes on. And, you know, the darkness that's within our own families as well and within ourselves. You know, the list goes on, and it can be easy to get discouraged by this. But all this evil and darkness culminated in what we hear in today's gospel, when we executed the Son of God himself, Jesus Christ. You know, humanity chose to release a revolutionary and a criminal and to let him go free, but to crucify the Lord. And yet at the same moment when darkness reaches its highest point, you know, we see the triumph of goodness, because the goodness of Jesus Christ is revealed most clearly at that moment. You know, in the face of mockery and insults and people spitting in his face and torturing him, he remained silent. The only words he offered from the cross were prayers. You know, he didn't utter a single word in anger. He didn't lash out in retribution. At any instant, he could have called upon 12 legions of angels. That's 72,000 angels. In an instant, he could have called upon, and they would have descended from heaven at his command. But he didn't. He never, for a single instant, wavered from doing the will of his heavenly Father, which was to carry the weight of each and every one of our sins to the cross. And so at the darkest moment was the greatest moment of goodness, the revelation of the glory of Jesus Christ. So too with us, in the darkest moments of our lives, those can become the moments of the greatest glory, the greatest triumph, if we don't turn to bitterness or retribution, but when we unite those to the will of our Father and bring them with Jesus Christ to the cross. And so we're able to transcend all the darkness and evil that's around us if we unite ourselves to the sacrifice of Jesus. And those will be the greatest victories in our lives as we unite ourselves to the triumph of Jesus.